This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Life is not a highway strewn with flowers. Still, it holds a goodly share of bliss. When the sun gives way to April showers, here's the point you should never miss. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets.
Oh, yeah. Anybody remember Al Jolson? He was voted the most popular entertainer of the first half of the 20th century, Al Jolson. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, we thank you. We thank you for joining us. It is Friday, April the 1st. Wow. Isn't this year flying by? I think so. By the way, there really is April showers here in Tampa Bay right now. In a few minutes, we are going to be talking with Maxford Nelson, Max Nelson of the Freedom Foundation, about the unholy alliance between the teachers' unions and the Center for Disease Control, and how they may have conspired to keep kids out of class. So stay tuned for that, if you would. And it isn't just Florida that's considering banning sexual orientation in early school grades. At least five other states are doing it as well. We're going to take a look. We'll talk about that and some other things with the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceresi, a little bit later in the show. And the mainstream media now being forced to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop. It really is real. Not some sort of figment of the Russian imagination. It's real. But still, the mainstream media continue to spin this thing. And we are going to take a look. And we have a very interesting ultimate top 10. The top 10 most requested songs at funerals. The most requested songs at funerals. We always talk about weddings. Well, there's music at funerals, too. So stay tuned for that. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, for the best haircut in Tampa Bay. Hey, I'm going over there myself today. The best haircut you can get in Tampa Bay, for my money, is Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza. It's just north of the main drag there, State Road 580 Main Street. It's on Overcash Drive. Call for your appointment first. They're so good that you make an appointment and you come in and you sit down. There's no waiting. 727-733-3773. Again, 733-3773. Well, so we got new job numbers again. Here being April the 1st, U.S. job growth continued at a rather brisk clip. Try to say that five times, brisk clip, in March, suggesting that the labor market is still strong as it confronts the highest inflation in four decades. Along with all that trouble in the Ukraine, the supply chain thing, the border issue, right, all that. The Labor Department said in its monthly payroll report, the payrolls in March rose by about 431,000 jobs. Slightly missing what they were hoping for. They were hoping for 480,000, but apparently everybody's excited about it. Now, how are you going to get more people to work? Do you think by sending them checks they will rally around getting back to work? You know, checks for staying home? Not. So several states are now taking steps to dramatically reduce the benefits that people have been getting for unemployment. They want people to get back to work. There's all kinds of jobs. There are thousands upon thousands of jobs that are available pretty much in every state. So Republicans are leading efforts to trim back jobless benefits. Lawmakers in Iowa, Kentucky, and West Virginia have plans to aggressively reduce how many weeks of unemployment pay people get. Right now, they're eligible for 26 weeks. They want to bring it down to less than 10 weeks. Well, it would make sense. You know, the quicker that people come to the end of their unemployment benefits, the sooner they get a job. Did you know that? It's the law of economics and the law of common sense. If you ain't got no money coming in, you'll find a job, okay? There are only six states that have these kinds of limits. There are 40 states that pay up to 26 weeks of unemployment. Arkansas and Kansas pay 16 weeks. Alabama, you only get it for 14 weeks in Alabama. In Florida, here in our state, did you know there's only 12 weeks that you're eligible for jobless pay? Georgia, 14 weeks. North Carolina, up to 12 weeks. So there you go. That makes sense, does it not? Hey, did you watch Joe Biden call the high gas prices the Putin gas price problem? He actually uses a term now when he talks about it. Does he think people are that stupid? Does he think people forgot that the price of gasoline was going through the roof before the Ukraine war?
Well, he said that weeks ago. Literally said high gas prices are Putin's fault.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything to cast aside blame. Anything. The guy gets in, he shuts down the production, the completion and the construction of that pipeline. He shuts down drilling in Anwar. That's, you know, the reserves in Alaska where we can get more gasoline. He's begging other countries to send their dirtier petroleum product into our country. You know that if we had had that pipeline and Obama had danced around that thing, because do you remember when Obama, they kept saying, well, we're going to have to make sure that it passes. It passed every inspection, and he still found a way not to get it done. We would have had that pipeline. We would have had that oil coming down for a refinery from Canada, you know. But he wants to blame Putin. He wants to blame Putin. Now, it's true that if we cut off our supply of oil from Russia, it's going to raise the cost. Sure, we got to go around and find it from somewhere else. But we were long on our way to getting these kinds of gas prices before then. And he is a major cause. And people believe he is a major cause. So he's not fooling anybody. He's not fooling anybody.
Just
anymore.
A few years ago, we were totally energy independent.
Yep. We were on our way. I mean, we were the producer of more energy, I believe, than any other country, industrial country, under Trump, because he allowed, he started loosening the regulations. He allowed the drilling. You know, people think that somehow if we get our oil from somewhere else, it's going to be cleaner and better. No, it's going to be worse. If we're allowed to have our own people drill, which, by the way, provides jobs for our own people, we'll get that. We'll do it better.
Well, see, that's one of the things that bothered me. The people that said that we didn't want to get the oil from our side of the world here because that would be bad. But is it okay on the other side? It's okay to get it from there.
Yeah, go back from Venezuela and Saudi Arabia. You think you're going to get cleaner oil from them? Venezuela? Are you kidding? It's almost dirt oil there. They're not refining it. It's terrible. It really is. We're going to talk more about these kinds of things a little bit later, but we are going to take our break, and we are going to transfer the topic to this alliance, good or bad, between the teachers' union and the Center for Disease Control with Max.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Guys, a well-groomed appearance is the first thing people will notice about you after a stop at the best barbershop in Tampa Bay. Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin is that very place, and they've specialized in the art of men's haircutting for decades. They're located in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Andrew's Master Barbershop, open Tuesday through Saturday. Just call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hit the road. Hey, we are back on a Friday. On a wet Friday. On an April 1st wet Friday.
I was wondering if this might be one of the funeral songs.
You know, it might be. You know, for somebody with a sense of humor, they might have requested that in their will. Hit the road, Jack.
Or an ex, you know.
Of course, you have to be Jack.
If your ex was in charge of your funeral.
That's another one.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. There might be some of those in there. Because, I mean, once you're gone, you don't have any say, do you?
No. We're waiting on Max here, so just we're waiting on Max to call.
Okay.
I left a message, but.
Oh, okay, so Max is we'll not keep available trying, so right
just,
now. All right.
Just keep doing your thing.
Okay, I hope so. Max, by the way, is Director of Labor Policy at the Freedom Foundation, and we're going to talk about how the teachers' union has been losing membership, actually, because of some of the things that have been going on during the pandemic. But we will hopefully await Max to call us, or we will reach him, one or the other. We got lots of things to talk about, so that is not an issue. One of the things we're going to talk about, and I think I'll talk about it now, is this situation with Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, all of a sudden, the major media are forced to acknowledge that that laptop was genuine, with genuine emails, not Russian-made, hacked, whatever, that it was Hunter Biden's legitimate computer. Why in God's name the... I won't use a derogatory term, but why would Hunter drop off his computer at some repair shop and then not go and pick it up again after, you know, with all of the incriminating information that's...
Didn't he have a drug problem, though, too?
Yeah, I'm sure that that
had something to do with it. Well, that probably had something to do with it.
Yeah. No, I think so. I think he was actually, you know, might have been in a little bit of a zone, you know, or an ozone or something when he dropped off that computer. But anyway... The legacy media finally shedding light on the growing scandal that's plaguing Hunter Biden. But the way the five liberal networks, and you know which ones they are, of course, they are the ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and MSNBC, the way they address or do not address the Hunter Biden laptop is rather suspect. All five reported this week how the probe by the Department of Justice into Biden's finances is finally heating up. You know that they got a grand jury that's looking into it right now, apparently. I think it's in Delaware, too. I'm not sure. Anyway, witnesses continue to give testimony. He's being investigated for potentially violating tax and foreign lobbying laws. He didn't pay tax on this ill-gotten game. Remember, he was going to be the expert. And do you remember Burisma, the energy company there? And then he was involved in China. I mean, the guy got around. He was in the Ukraine, China. He got involved at the time with the wife of the mayor of Moscow. And he got a deal going with her. So he was a busy young man. So they're investigating all of this stuff right now. And on his laptop, he talks about passing money on to Joe Biden, his dad, Joe Biden, the big guy.
Oops.
The big guy. And it's all on there. And do you remember that he had that that associate of his, Bob Alinsky? Do you remember that guy, Tony Bob Alinsky? And he finally came forward and said, look, I can't take this anymore with what is going on here. This is really scary. And he came out. Do you remember how the press boycotted him?
Mm-hmm.
Mainstream media, they didn't want to even bring up the name Bob Alinsky. And it wasn't because it was too hard to pronounce. They didn't want anybody to know about him. Can you imagine if Donald Trump Jr. was doing that during the Trump administration, or even after it? Can you imagine how the press would go after him? You know, taking millions for taking, you know, for connecting him to his father and all of that kind of thing. Anyway, this week, the Washington Post published a bombshell report about Biden's multi-million dollar arrangement with a Chinese energy company. That particular deal has been swept up in the Department of Justice's probe. As part of its reporting, the Post was able to authenticate the contents of the laptop. At first, when the New York Post came out, because it was the New York Post that was the first major newspaper to break the story. Maybe not the first, but the one that really ran with it. They were all but, that newspaper was all but laughed out of town. And now it turns out they were right. They get the last laugh. CNN and MSNBC spent far more time covering President Trump's remarks this week, where he urges Russian President Putin to look for answers regarding the Hunter Biden business deals. Now, why is Trump talking to Trump? Isn't Putin busy enough running a Ukrainian war? I don't know that he's going to go, oh, sure, let me go over here and look that up for you, Donald. You know, I've always thought that Trump could be a little bit more distant right now when it comes to Putin. Or even, you know, you don't hear much coming out of Donald Trump these days about the Ukrainian war. Have you noticed that? He doesn't say much. It's interesting. I think I'd be blasting Putin if I was Donald Trump for what he's doing. And so people begin to suspect, and I don't think there's anything to it, but they begin to suspect, well, why isn't Trump a little bit nastier towards Putin? He's awfully nasty towards other people. Why can't he be nasty towards Putin? Anyway, so all of this stuff going on with the Hunter Biden laptop, and still, the networks find some sort of a spin to make it look like Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. They still won't, even the Washington Post won't say that Joe Biden had any knowledge of it. Well, we know that Joe Biden had knowledge of it. You remember we found pictures of Biden with the executives of Burisma playing golf. They had a photo op of it. And yet he said he didn't know any of those people. And when he was asked at any press conference about his son and his son's business affair, he goes, I have no knowledge of it. And they let him get away with that. They won't follow, he won't allow, or they won't follow up, the mainstream media. They won't follow up. They're afraid to look under the rock for what they will find. So anyway, it looks like we're not going to have our guest, Ed. Huh? No, did you try again? Did you make another call?
I've done it 5 times.
Oh,
it
wow.
appears that his phone is turned off because it goes right to voicemail.
Okay.
So maybe an emergency, I don't know.
You know, this is show business and live. It's, you know, it's like
doesn't happen often.
It's like the Chris Rock slap. You don't expect it. But it makes for good radio. And it makes for good TV.
Funny you bring
it's a slap.
I know
seen and heard around the world. Slap, 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 slap.
Funny you bring that up. The things that are coming out about that night, you know, after the slap. That did you know that security asked him to leave and he refused to leave?
Yeah, I did.
And
you're talking about Will Smith.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes,
the slapper.
Wanda Sykes was on Ellen, which I never watched, but She was on Ellen. And,
she's a good slapper. Have you ever seen her slap a man?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And Wanda Sykes, who's a comedian.
You ever seen her slap a woman?
No.
Oh, you ought to see that. Go ahead.
Oh, I forgot now. So,
I'm sorry. Wanda Sykes was on.
Okay. She was on, and she was saying the same things. Where is security? I mean, could anybody go up there and do that? No security is there?
Yeah.
I mean, from now on, I'm sure security will be at every event, not far from the stage.
Well, let's be honest. Now, those are A-listers that are all sitting at the tables that have access to the stage. All they have to do is walk down and step on the stage.
But what if some weirdo sneaks in, you know?
Because they knew who everybody was. Yeah. I don't think any weirdo was going to be able to get in. I mean, they were pretty much vetted before they got in.
But
I mean, come on. You know, Will Smith is not going to be stopped at the door. He's
and
being allowed in.
Our blabbermouths on The View, Whoopi Goldberg, who said that she actually commends Will Smith for not taking it to the next level. She said one slap was enough. I'm proud that he did not take it to the next level.
I'm proud.
Are you kidding me?
She was proud that he did not take it to the next level?
Yes. In other words, she's saying that I'm glad that he didn't.
He reached the right level.
In other words, he slapped him once. He didn't stay there and slap him twice, I guess is what she's saying.
I wonder if Chris Rock enjoys being slapped around now. I'm just thinking about that. He had a grin on his face after he was slapped.
He had a show in, I think it was Michigan or somewhere. Yeah. And it was sold out, and they said it was one of the best shows ever.
Yeah.
And they were all there to see what he was going to say about it. He just said, he opened up and said, listen, that's what happened. It happened. I'm here to do a show.
Yeah, he actually said, well, what about your weekend?
I mean, I could have had a lot of fun with that. I would have just paused for about a good 10 seconds and looked in the crowd and then just probably paused and said, anybody seen Will Smith out there? Before I get started.
As long as folks that tune into our show normally, you know we have a guest, but we can't find our guest. He ran away. So, okay, we're talking about something else. Maybe this is more interesting anyway now that I think about it. What was I going to say about all of this? It had to do with
Will Smith or Chris Rock?
You made me forget.
I didn't say anything.
You made me forget. No, yeah, it had to do with the fact that he was. It'll come to me, but anyway, it's a very.
Well, I guess the.
I know. Chris Rock didn't talk much about the incident itself during his routine after he did, his first routine since then. Apparently, he said he's going to talk about it a little later. I think that he's gotten with his accountants and his attorneys, and this. If you think about it, you can still.
I know, but I don't think that's going to happen because that's kind of a brotherhood, in more ways than one.
You were publicly shamed in front of multi-millions of people around.
But they're going to be people that are going to just say, "Come on, it was a bad joke, man. You can't do that."
You don't get slapped every time you tell a bad joke. Otherwise, Don Rickles would have been dead years before he died, because he was insulting people all the time. That's part of comedy. Now, is there a line to cross? Yes, there is. And maybe he started to step across it. But a lot of those guys do that. That's what makes them, what do they call the word when you're not quirky, but you're in cool, you're in the know and all that.
And nobody talks about is Will Smith's wife, Jada. She didn't look too upset that he went up there and smacked him.
No, I think she took it as an offensive joke. I really think she did. I remember watching her look, because they had the camera on her right after he talked about G.I. Jane 2 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She picked up on it right away that it had to do with her lack of hair.
I can tell you this, that if that had been somebody like Tom Cruise that went up there and did that.
Oh, God.
Today.
A white guy whacking a.
Netflix would be pulling every movie that, and then he's got a movie coming out, Top Gun 2. They would be boycotting that out the yin-yang.
Well, first of all, Tom Cruise is about 5 foot, maybe 7.5, 5'8". He'd have to kind of jump up and try to slap him.
Yeah, but it's Chris Rock. Chris Rock weighs about 125 pounds wet.
He's still taller than Tom Cruise. I'm just talking.
Well, everybody's taller than Tom Cruise, but I mean, Tom Cruise still does his own stunts, so he's that boy's fit. I mean, we're the same age.
I know he is.
You know,
he keeps himself in marvelous shape, and he does a wonderful job. And he's probably a multi millionaire from all. I mean, he is the king of those kind of crazy program. Of course, they've always got him dangling on wires. And
yeah,
stuff.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
and like 4 or 5 of those now.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, we've managed to get through our interview period talking about Chris Rock and Will Smith and Tom Cruise. We're going to take our break. Hey, we got somebody we really want to talk with. We got the proprietor of the barber pole. We're going to talk with him about the fact that it isn't just Florida now that's considering banning sexual orientation in early school years. At least 5 other states are doing it, too. We'll talk about that with Andrew Ceraci.
Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Guys, a well-groomed appearance is the first thing people will notice about you after a stop at the best barbershop in Tampa Bay. Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin is that very place, and they've specialized in the art of men's haircutting for decades. They're located in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcast Drive. Andrew's Master Barbershop, open Tuesday through Saturday. Just call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Hey, Tantalk listeners, Senior Voice America is here. Learn what's affecting Bay Area seniors. From political to financial and health to wealth, it's right here every Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Your hosts, political commentator Tim Rice and financial expert Berkeley Badger, will bring current, thought-provoking subject material while taking your calls. Senior Voice America Radio, 42 years of service to mature adults and a proud member of the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Freedom Works on a rainy day in April. Well, it is not just Florida. It's not just Florida that is banning gender ID discussion and sexual orientation instruction in grades kindergarten through third grade. There's a bunch of other states that are thinking about doing it as well. So, you know, all of these liberals that want to jump on Ron DeSantis, some sort of freakish governor doing something nobody else is doing. Georgia, Kansas, Tennessee, Indiana, Oklahoma, Louisiana, all of them are weighing bills. In early March, Georgia introduced the Common Humanity in Private Education Act. It was co-sponsored by 10 Republican state senators, and it says no private or non-public school or program should promote, compel, or encourage classroom discussion of sexual orientation or gender identity. In Kansas, they've got one called the Parents' Bill of Rights and Academic Transparency Act. You know, the same thing. Then in Tennessee, they've got a House bill there. It seeks to prevent the distribution of material or textbooks that promote, normalize, support, or address lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender lifestyle. Then you got Indiana. And you got Oklahoma. You got Louisiana. Anyway, you get the idea. There's a lot of states feel the same way. We got the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Ceraci. Andrew, you know, Governor DeSantis, maybe he started a trend, but a lot of these, you know, a lot of these states probably were thinking about this for a while. Hello. Boy, we're having a problem these days getting our guests on. Is he there?
You there?
Hey, Andrew. I didn't want another interview to go down down into the ocean.
No. There was like a blank in the phone all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. Maybe that's the problem we had with the first guest. Anyway, go ahead.
You know, Paul, I can't believe that this is something that's even talked about. It should never even happen, and all 50 states should go along with you. Don't start teaching your kids this stuff until fifth grade, like it was when I was a kid.
I didn't even get taught that stuff in fifth grade, I don't think.
Yeah, you got a couple of years on me.
I do, but I'm thinking maybe seventh and eighth grade at most. You know, they took us to a museum where they had what they call the Glass Lady. And it was a glass statue of a woman with her internal organs, et cetera. And that was like the first. Of course, I went to a Catholic school. Go ahead.
Yeah. We had it in health class in sixth grade. You know.
Okay.
But I can't even believe it's a topic in this country. It just shouldn't be done. Period. I mean, I'm going to tell you a story that I've got to go to a funeral. This week, next week, actually.
Okay.
And it's my children's grandmother. Now, had a cousin, okay? It was a beautiful girl. Now, apparently, she became a man. And my son showed me a picture of her with a beard the other day.
Mm.
I can't wait to go to this funeral just to see how I'm going to react.
Oh, wow.
Her name used to be Brielle, but now it's James.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't wait to see the expression on everybody's face when I call it Brielle.
Yeah, you're not going to call him James?
I don't know if it's to him or her. All I know is he's got a beard now.
You better call him James.
No.
Okay.
I've known this kid. A long time.
Oh.
It's a girl. And my son sat there and said, Dad, I don't understand it. And she was a beautiful girl, too. She was a beautiful
girl. We don't know the whys and wherefores of people that want to change their sex. First of all, you can't change your sex. Let's establish that right now, because your internal organs don't change. No. Outward organs are not your internal organs. Women still have eggs.
Listen, you're either double X or you're XY.
You got it.
Period. There's no in between.
So let's not go there when we talk. This guy that's swimming now is a woman, for instance. He's a man.
No, it's a man.
He's a man, for God's sake.
Listen, they showed a picture of it in its bathing suit the other day, and it had a package.
I saw a commercial ad last night from Adidas congratulating all transgender women in all their events or something like that. Now, so if you're a transgender woman, you are a man that's now a woman. Is that correct?
You're still a man, but you've got outward female characteristics.
Okay, so yeah. but you are now going...
Yes.
You're going around as a woman.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make that sure.
Yep. Yeah, okay. It's a crazy world. Now,
you know what? I don't understand. Now, you got men that are transgendered or whatever is playing in women's sports. How come I don't see transgendered women playing in men's sports?
Oh, Andrew.
Am I right? I mean, I don't see it.
Let's think about let's just take one sport. How about track? You got these lean, mean men ready to run, 50-yard dash. You're going to put a woman that's transferred into a man, she's going to be the last one by a long shot after the race is over with.
But then that's just proving everything we're saying, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That the men cannot compete or should not compete against the women.
It's unfair to women.
No.
It's unfair to women. I mean, this is the thing.
When is this country going to wake up? Why are these people so stupid? God created two sexes, man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
If you're confused, that's your problem. Now, if people are born and they think this, yeah, I understand things happen. They tell me God doesn't make no mistakes. However, I have questioned that a few times in my life. Because I've seen a few mistakes.
Well, let's be honest. It's an emotional thing. It's an internal emotional thing when somebody wants to change their sex. There's something going on inside of them. I don't know if it's hormone or, you know what I mean, or it's wiring in your brain. But you would rather be the other sex. Now, a lot of people that did you know that there is a group that deals with people that want to go back to what they were before?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Paul, I'd like to be a woman today.
You would?
Of course. they've got a mate compared to a man.
Ah, go ahead. Why do they have it made compared to a man?
Listen, if I wanted to go for a job against a woman, they're going to hire the woman first.
Oh, that's true.
A woman. Okay.
Yeah. In most cases, I think you're right. Although we all think about certain kind of like in office jobs and stuff like that, right? I mean, if you're going to do bulldozer,
No, they'll hire. They're going to hire that woman.
Okay.
Because they got to have so many, you know, nowadays. That
the quota system. Yeah.
The affirmative action. Like I said, I have
another nonsensical rule.
All, but right. I haven't seen that affirmative action in sports at all, believe me.
Yeah.
Okay, but the women today have it made. Let me tell you, all the problems that are caused in this world today, let's face the facts, it's all blamed on the white male. So I'm being blamed every day for everything that's going on.
Yeah, you know,
women aren't being blamed for nothing.
You know, I was just thinking, getting back to this thing about changing your sex. I mean, you happen to know somebody that actually has done that, and you're going to see that person. But,
oh, boy, I can't wait.
But generally, most of us don't know of anyone that in our group, even, you know, that we've probably come in contact with that's done that, right? It's still a very rare thing. I mean,
all I can say is I'm glad it's the other side of the family that this happened to. I don't know, I hate a lot on my side of the family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are you sure it's a good time to bring up? Well, you're not going to bring it up.
I'm not going to bring up nothing. I'm just going to sit there and observe, and I'm just going to call it the name that I know it as. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Period. You know somebody all your life is one thing. All of a sudden, boom, she's got a beard.
Yeah.
Her name is James. You know,
well,
talk about getting confused.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about that. I don't know as many. I mean, didn't Cher's...
Yep.
Daughter do that?
Daughter became, yep.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Ed, can you think of anybody else, you know, well-known where somebody in their family transitioned from female to male? From female to male, that's what I'm going to ask you.
Oh, well, I was going to say this. The poster child was Bruce Jenner, of course.
By the way, did you know that Bruce Jenner is going to become a regular contributor on Fox News?
Hmm.
Listen, Fox is going down the tubes, buddy. I've said that a long time ago.
I don't think so. They're doing great. Their numbers are way beyond anybody else's.
But they're because of three shows.
Not going down the tubes.
No, I'm saying, well, the media are because of what they're promoting.
Well, I know. But for the record, ratings-wise, they're number one.
No, they're
number one.
Let me tell you something.
They're number one with a bullet. Now, I don't care if you like other stations. They're still number one with a bullet. Go ahead.
I don't have a problem with men that were women or women that were men and they're 20 or 30 years old and they've figured out they want to do that. That's fine. Maybe they've been fighting that for all their life. But what I saw the other day was, and I didn't get to bring it up, was disgusting to me because it was a pride event. I think it was in St. Pete downtown, and the woman is there with her daughter who's about 5 years old, and she looks in the camera and she says, yeah, my daughter's looking like she's going to swing this way, too.
You're kidding.
No.
I don't like
that
either.
You know, and I was like, why even put that on the air? I you know.
This goes back to the Governor DeSantis. They call it the Don't Say Gay Bill, but the gay thing is not even in there. To even discuss this kind of thing in class, to me, is horrendous. Why do you want to subject kids to this stuff that are in third grade? They still can't find their way to the bathroom, and you're talking about this stuff. Right, Andrew?
No, no question about it.
Yeah.
It's like I say, with everything going on in the world today, look at what this country is worried about.
Exactly right.
1% of the population is controlling everything? A little crazy, isn't it?
Hey, I want to ask you on a completely different subject as we end our conversation. How is that gentleman that was, I think, a Vietnam veteran that you've been taking care of?
Oh, Jim is starting to go downhill, man. He's getting weaker every day. I had a time with him this morning just trying to get him dressed and everything.
Andrew, you do the work of a saint to do that, and I always want to bring that up. Andrew gets up early in the morning to go over, and he basically is running and taking care of this gentleman who has got all kinds of medical issues and is elderly. and is by himself. And Andrew, I mean, literally changes his diapers and everything else. And Andrew, I don't know how much more I can say that you're doing God's work, though.
You know, Paul, we all have to give back in life.
Yeah.
God's been good to me. He's always taken care of me, so I feel I've got to pass it on to somebody else.
You're doing it.
Hey, did you get that new decoration up there at the shop yet?
I'm loving that thing. Everybody that comes in loves it. Ed bought me this beautiful Trump flag.
I heard about this.
And it's just another thing to add it to that collection. It makes that shop have its own personality.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm driving down the road, and I see all these flags, and then the one Trump flag I've never seen before, and I said, that's got to be Andrew there.
I can't thank Ed enough for that. It added more personality to the barbershop.
We got
to
get it signed, though. We got to get this. You know, I saw... You know, DeSantis for St. Patty's Day, downtown Dunedin, sucking on some green beer. When is he going to stop by the shop?
I tell you what I'm planning.
He doesn't like us.
I'm planning to get Ron DeSantis and Kevin Haslett at my barber shop at one time.
Now that we'll go do a remote from your shop again, then.
Because I want to see, and I'm going to charge admission for this, because, you know, Charlie Crist is running for Ron DeSantis' seat as governor, and Kevin Haslett is running for Charlie Crist's District 13. I would love to see these two men together and see just how they would handle Charlie Crist. They would tear him up. And you'd have to pay admission. Believe me, it would be the greatest thing in the world.
I'd love to see it, boy, and get those two together. Let's see if we can do that. Yeah,
that's what I'm working on.
Yeah, Ed, should I make the big announcement while he's still?
Yeah, go ahead. I haven't told him yet either.
All right, I got a little bit of an announcement.
He's
going to
get freaked out when he hears this.
Yeah, Ed is going to get married. He is finally getting married. Yep.
Yeah, I know you're against it. He's against it.
Wait a second. The last time I heard, the last date he had was in a cookie. Now he's getting married.
Apparently so.
Where did this?
I remember.
It's been going on for a while.
I remember. Boy, we've been together so long, I remember when Ed was married before.
Boy, I'll tell you, I talk about a secretive person here.
Come on, now we'll quit finding excuses why I shouldn't and just be happy. That's all.
I'm
really happy for you.
He's going to invite you to the wedding, I think, if there is one. But
we haven't talked about how many people. I mean,
okay.
Well, if you need somebody that's a strolling troubadour to play the accordion for you, let me know.
I'll definitely get my hair cut there first. Don't worry.
I think we ought to hold the wedding at Andrew's Master Barbershop.
That's not going to fly. I can tell you that right now.
Sorry, Andrew. I thought it would be something that would draw a crowd.
Well, Ed, I'm very happy for you, buddy.
Thank you.
I hope when you get married, you're as happy as I am.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Andrew, it's a pleasure. By the way, speaking about getting a haircut, I'm over there with Candy as soon as the show is over.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So, thanks.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Hey, Andrew.
Yes, sir.
What's today's date?
It's April 1st. Oh,
you know, Lola just walked in. You know, I told Paul, I said, let's pull one on Lola because she'll walk in the other. She's not going to say hi to me. She's just going to, what do you mean you're getting married? And she goes, you getting married? So I figured, I said, what's today's date? So I figured I'd let it out.
You let the cat out of the bag, and we could have gone on for a few more minutes.
No, because you know what? Andrew goes on social media and starts congratulating me that I'm getting married, and then it's really out there.
And I would. I was going to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. I wanted to be the first to spread the news.
Yeah. But you fell for it, didn't you, Andrew? Something.
Yeah, well, I did. Ed's a secretive guy, I guess.
Uh-huh.
You never know.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Thanks so much, my friend, and we will be talking again Monday. All right,
buddy. Bye, bye.
Bye. Doggone it, Ed.
Well, we could give. I wanna, it ran its course. Lola walked in.
Yeah, but I didn't get to hear her scream about it.
There you go.
Okay, she's laughing. Okay, let's take our final break, Ed, wedding boy. And when we come back, among other things, the top 10 most requested songs at funerals.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Guys, a well-groomed appearance is the first thing people will notice about you after a stop at the best barbershop in Tampa Bay. Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin is that very place, and they've specialized in the art of men's haircutting for decades. They're located in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Andrew's Master Barbershop, open Tuesday through Saturday. Just call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works, and we thank you so very much for being with us. By the way, we are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Hope you know that. 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And if you're a regular listener at those times, we thank you so very much. But we know that people are doing things at that time. Maybe they can't listen. So thanks to Big Ed, every single one of our shows is on podcast. All you got to do is go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com. O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, we were speaking a little earlier about Ron DeSantis and this Don't Say Gay bill or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, there's something else going on with Walt Disney. And did you know, I didn't know this, there is a 55-year-old Florida law that allows Walt Disney to effectively govern itself on the grounds of Walt Disney World. They've got their own government. Did you know that, Ed?
In what way?
Apparently, you know, they've got a town there called Celebration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Disney, let me see if I can find the detail on this thing.
I mean,
I don't see. Apparently, it says here, it's a state law. It allows Walt Disney Company to effectively, patrol its own grounds. I imagine with security rather than Orlando or an area, you know, police department.
Well, Celebration looks like Mayberry.
Yeah,
it's white picket fences. People don't use the bathroom there.
That's right. There's no litter on the streets.
No.
No dogs.
It's like Beverly Hills in California. Everything's clean.
Yeah.
You know, all the grass is cut.
Well, so they, Ron DeSantis addressed the idea that they should repeal the self-governing law. He said, what I would say as a matter of first principle is that I don't support special privileges just because a company is powerful and they've been able to wield a lot of power. Now, as everybody seems to know, Disney is in a war of words with DeSantis on the signing of that bill, which prohibits classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity from kindergarten through grade 3. I guess you're no longer able to say welcome children or welcome girls and boys. Or, characters of Walt Disney, they've got to get away from using the term girls and boys.
Yeah, because you'll offend somebody that isn't.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Why are they letting this happen?
20 years ago, all those people wanted us to just get along with everybody, right? Let's all just get along. Now they want you to go along. They want you to do what they want. And they want you to change your ways and change your rules and how you say things.
Yeah.
It went from getting along to going along. Yeah, there's a big difference.
And it's a small and loud minority of people that really want that change.
And where are these big crowds that are protesting? Where are they? Is that consist of 5 people that send an email to some chicken CEO?
All right.
That doesn't want to protest?
Yeah. Well, because, again, we talked about this, too. The media. The media will get behind these nuts and push it. And that's what these big companies are afraid of. Their reputations and their, you know, their bottom lines, they start to shake and worry that the media will treat them as a, you know, as a negative. So that's what it is. Anyway, time for our top 10, Ed. We got a good one. This comes from CuriosityWell.com. The top 10 most song requests at funerals. Here we go. Number 10. Number 10 is Rod Stewart's Sailing. Rod Stewart's Sailing has been adapted for several purposes, reportedly used to inspire the British Navy following the Falklands War, by the way. Number 9. You'll Never Walk Alone by Jerry and the Pacemakers. Now, that song's been sung by a lot of different people. But
really want the word pacemaker in a funeral?
No, it's a little too late for a pacemaker, is it not? Number 8. The Best by Tina Turner. Do you know that song yet?
You're simply the best.
That's exactly right. A 1989 hit. It's an obvious funeral choice song. Number 7. Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy. You know that one?
No.
Penned by Sting as a tribute to the woman he'd married just a year earlier, Trudy Styler. Mm-hmm. Number 6, The Last Waltz. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about the drums.
Yeah.
Number 6 is Engelbert Humperdinck. Remember him? The Last Waltz. I had the last waltz with you. Okay. Number 5. The Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics. You know that one?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Is it a good song? Okay.
Talks about when his father passed away, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, the track sees a grieving son wishing he'd told his father how much he loved him. All right. Number 4. Like a River by Carly Simon.
No, sorry.
You know that one? It's become a firm funeral favorite since its 1994 release, especially with those grieving for their mother. Number 3. Sinead O'Connor. Remember her?
Sinead. It's actually Sinead O'Connor.
Well, to you it's Sinead. To me it's Sinead. No, Sinead O'Connor. You're right, Sinead O'Connor. Nothing Compares to You. You know that song?
Yeah, I was never a fan of that song.
Is she still around doing stuff?
Yeah, she's a girl. She was a really pretty singer that in her youth and then shaved her head.
Yes, she did.
Remember?
She ripped up a picture of the Pope one time.
Yeah, that's her.
Number 2.
Wonderful Citizen.
Sarah McLachlan and the song is Angel. Hmm. Yeah, Haunted Ballad. Play over those poignant anti-animal cruelty commercials. You know those things that always you want to turn away from?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Angel. It was actually inspired by the death of a rock musician, by the way.
Hmm.
The Canadian Sarah McLachlan wrote the track in response to Smashing Pumpkins keyboardist Jonathan Melvoin's final overdose 2 years ago. Mm. All right. Who was the guy that just died from an overdose? He was a drummer.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And they found all kinds of drugs in the system. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. And you have any idea, Ed?
So you're saying it's not going to be the one I chose?
I didn't
say. Buster Poindexter, Hit the Road, Jack, Don't Come Back?
Oh, no.
Okay. it's got to be Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. Got to be something like that.
Gotcha. I would have guessed one like that.
No?
I also would have guessed Louis Armstrong. What's that one? And I think to myself, What a Wonderful World. Anyway, it's Hallelujah.